Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so should we do some Dear Scots now, actually? Get the posh Radio 4 lady on. Hear what you've been saying to us this week.
Dear Scott, emailing you from the proud state of North Carolina. Thank you for sharing our honoured citizen King Curtis with the world. I love the part where King Curtis runs away to his grandma's house for some chicken nuggets. Sending love across the pond, Anne.
Oh, hi Anne from North Carolina. This is King Curtis, who we were talking about the other day, and playing some amazing clips from Wife Swap US. I don't know whether this episode has aired in the UK yet, because I know sometimes they show them on E4 and stuff, but basically, you know what happens on Wife Swap. Curtis gets the new mum coming in and starts to chuck away all the junk food from the freezer.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to fill these.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in the can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
Bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very
mean. You're gonna be going to the grocery store.
Brilliant. That is so you when you were losing the pub quiz the other night.
What, getting all stressed?
Yeah, going like part King Curtis, part Cartman.
I didn't like this quiz.
I have been compared to him before.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
So, but he's amazing because he's only like 7 or 8, but he uses like really long words to.
She thinks at the Blue she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. No. That's not how she can do it in our family. She's act like she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
That's my favourite clip, I think. Look it up on YouTube, King Curtis, there's loads of him. Can I play one more bit? I love it so much.
Yeah. Never see this face again.
You want to see this face again?
Mm-mm-mm. I need to find the bit where he goes around his nan's with the nuggets.
Also,
I haven't seen that bit yet.
That email from Anne in North Carolina has reminded me of how thick we were at the pub quiz the other night.
How thick who was?
Okay, right, so I was in charge of writing the answers down.
No, you knew this one,
no,
didn't you?
Right, okay.
You
and
did,
also,
you were very proud of yourself.
Ian, who works upstairs, who was also on our team, backed me up.
Well,
should
tell
I say
them what happened.
Should I say
the
it?
The question was, which state lies beneath North Carolina in America?
And
Scott
like, yeah,
went, oh,
I know,
oh,
I know
oh,
it,
oh,
I know
Florida.
It. I know, it's Florida. So you put down Florida. Obviously, it's South Carolina. Really good. Well done to everyone there. But you didn't correct me, which makes you as thick as me. Next.
Hi, Scott. I have a couple of ideas for a Gerard Butler rom-com.
Oh, good.
Thinking about the crazy real-life stories you were talking about last week, I'm sure some of those have film potential. For example, the I Married a Mountain story could see Gerard competing with a mountain for the leading lady's affections. Or the Burglars Stole My Placenta story, maybe Gerard Butler could play a cop investigating who falls in love with the victim. In all cases, I think it would greatly enhance the story for Gerard to be topless. Mm. And I am available as a leading lady. Love you, Iona.
The picture of Gerard from yesterday is on the website now of Radio 1 Online. I also tweeted it yesterday and the replies are just, God, they
like
love
what?
Him. Well, he is smoking hot. He is so fit. Obviously, I was in the picture as well. But
did you get them to clarify left or right which one they were talking about?
They were all talking about him.
Could be some confusion.
All of them, every single one talking about Gerard. But I tell you what, because he does like a cake now and again. Remember last time he came in? Mm. He wharfed all that cake down that you made for him. However, when he's in training for a film, which he is at the moment, oh my God, he looks smokingly hot and amazing, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And I asked him how he did it, just for everyone who wanted to know, and it is one of those another boring answer of I ate healthily
and did some
exercise.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the ideas for the rom-com. However, I think we've got it sorted because Gerard came in yesterday and he did agree that this was a really good idea. Do you like it?
I love it.
It's called Love Flatulently.
Love Flatulently.
That's the idea. You've got to tell Jen. All right.
Uh-huh. It's a winner. I mean, yeah. It's commercial.
I mean,
it's, I mean,
do you know what?
It's love is, you know.
Right, so that was a yes. And the brilliant news is, I've just found out, Natalie Jameson off the Entertainment News went to meet Gerard today again, and she met Jennifer Aniston. And I understand that, well, particularly Gerard, has recorded some lines for the film.
Amazing.
So we've got a start for our rom-com involving him farting himself to death. apparently he got really into it. And all the film people kept coming in going, right, your time's up now. We've got to get GMTV in for the next interview. He was like, hey, hang on a second. I'm making the Scott Mills movie here. Amazing. So I can't wait to hear that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now to prove that all teachers aren't boring, here is another real-life teacher confession. Hello, mystery teacher.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You're an actual American, aren't you?
I am. I'm an actual New Yorker.
Now, we've changed your voice so that nobody will be able to recognise you.
Okay.
We'll call you... What should we call her?
Miss Q.
You are now Miss Q, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and tell your real-life teacher confession.
Well, we were in the corridors one day, and we were asking the kids to stop running. And one in particular never listened to any of the directives that we would give him. And he would smash into other students. And in one particular moment, he was running past, and we had had it, so I kind of stuck out my foot, and he tripped into a pile of mud. When he got up, he looked at us, and he... suspected that one of us had done it, but obviously nobody owned up to it, and I just at that moment had to walk away.
So you, on purpose, tripped up the school troublemaker?
I most certainly did.
You just had enough, didn't you?
I don't know how many times I've had enough, and I guess something in me just kind of exploded, and it was pretty funny.
So he was just covered in mud, was he?
From the tie all the way down to the trousers, yes.
What did you do next?
I basically ran to the nearest river that we had, and I just broke out laughing because I couldn't contain it. It was just so obvious that I'd done it. But I don't know if he actually had the audacity to come and accuse one of us of doing it. So when I came back, I heard that he went up to one of the teachers and said, "You tripped me." And they said, "No, you most likely fell over one of our foots."
Did an actual teacher say, "You tripped over one of our foots"? That's not good, is it?
He said one of our feet. He said, "You tripped over one of our feet."
Not foot.
No, not foot.
Okay, that's what you said. I'm just checking.
Well, sometimes the old student comes up and me too. I don't even remember how to speak English half the time.
Well, thank you, Miss Q.
You're welcome.
And that was another real-life teacher confession. Unbelievable.
I'm so pleased I'm not at school anymore. Listen to that evil laugh.
We have some fun, though. It's so much fun.
As long as I changed her voice, I don't think a normal laugh is like that. Thanks, Miss Q.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I have a flu today, so I sound like a frog, but that's okay.
No, you just sound like a person with a really deep voice because I've changed it.
Okay, that's good too.
You complete me.
All right, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Wow, this is brilliant news. Gerard Butler, who came in yesterday, it's on the podcast, always a laugh he is. He is so excited about our new romantic comedy, Love Flatulently, that he has already started filming. Basically he's a man who will actually eventually fight himself to death unless he gets saved. Now, also starring Jennifer Aniston, I did ask him to remind Jennifer today to record some lines for the film. She hasn't done that many so far, so it seems to be like Gerard is the main thing in the rom-com now.
Is it going to be like one of those Eddie Murphy films where he plays all the parts himself? Yes. Quite like that?
That it's looking that way at the moment.
I think he'd like that as well.
But he's so excited, he's already started filming.
What?
And here are some highlights from today's filming with Gerard.
Ghost? What ghost? Woo! Oh, that ghost! Ah! Is this any good?
And Matt Damon.
What are you eating, Artie?
List, Jesus, I remember that. Love Flatulently.
So that's just, he's doing the voiceover, He's doing all the parts at the moment.
And he's reading the script notes by the side, as, yes, he is. As it sounds. And Matt Damon.
So, he's into it. I don't know how much we've got from Jen. I'll find out in a minute. Might just have to be a one-man film.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we've got loads of Gerard Butler doing his thing on the first day on set of Love, Flatulently, our rom-com. Seriously, it's not. That's not even funny. And Jennifer Aniston said that she... Well, he said that he would ask Jennifer to be part of it, OK? So here is Jennifer Aniston on set earlier of our rom-com.
Mr. Steinberger, I'm just reading it. Mr. Steinberger, I'm so sorry. OK, should my agent read this first?
Right, so... Good.
He didn't ask, did he?
No, he didn't ask her, did he? Thanks for that. I'm thinking this may take a little bit longer to get Aniston involved than we originally thought.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Last one of the week. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Tell us what happened today.
The pictures are in the paper.
So your picture of you putting your fist in your mouth that you revealed that you could do to us. Well, to you, not to us. Oh, well, you probably could do to us as well. That is now in your local paper, the North Wales Chronicle?
Yes, that's right.
I think they've got a website as well. If you don't live in the North Wales area, just type it into Google and then Laura's on there.
Yeah.
I don't think that was necessary to say.
Yeah, we've got it up here. It's
Oh, Laura, I have to say, do you know what? It comes up automatically with the... with the photo of your fist in your mouth, but there's a there is another picture of you on there, which is a very normal when you're looking pretty in that one. So, which one did they use on the front of the paper?
The normal one on the front.
Oh.
On the front.
Yeah. And did it say look inside to see the fist?
It said something like look inside. Oh, I can't remember. It did say something. It didn't say it was a fist. It just said something about reveal what I could do.
Hang on a second. I didn't realise you were front page news.
I know. Neither did I until I went to the news agents. It was slightly embarrassing having to buy several copies.
I think the one that doesn't speak is going to have it as his desktop picture from now on.
It is a good picture. Please do Google that and check it out. You'll love it.
Yeah. Before I forget, can I just say hi to all my family and friends back in Ashbourne, because they were very angry that I didn't say it the other day.
Yeah, no worries.
So yeah, hi to my, especially my brother Nathan and my friend Kim. There we go.
Hello. Be honest, how many copies of the paper did you buy?
Right, I had to buy 4, but that's for all my friends back in Ashbourne, because they couldn't get it, so...
Did you buy them because no one else could? So no one else could actually get their hands on a copy?
I did think of doing that, but no, there was quite a lot of copies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well done anyway, you're a local celeb.
Yeah.
Let's play today's game.
Oh, what's the kitty?
The one that doesn't speak loves it so much. Is it his new screensaver now?
It is, yeah. It's replaced Emma Chawner in Atomic Kitten.
Oh, I feel really privileged.
Yeah, that one has been on there for about 3
That's
years.
Been years on there now.
And now you've replied. How does that make you feel, Laura?
Yeah, great. Really, really privileged.
It should,
slightly stretched. He's not gone for the tiled option, which I think would send him over the edge.
He hardly ever changes his screensaver, so be flattered.
I am.
All right, here's our first one. Remember yesterday we had a Simon Cowell. Oh, what's occurring? And
yeah,
lots
rubbish.
Of people. What?
That was rubbish yesterday.
Yeah, well, there weren't as many as we thought. Lots of people, including Lily Allen, said that on the Piers Morgan interview, Simon said, to be honest with you, quite a lot. And it only turned out to be 4. And since then, since we did that yesterday, loads of people have been texting in saying, no, it wasn't, to be honest with you, he said a lot. And various people have told us various things that he did say a lot instead. So, we've gone through the whole flipping show again. And we've used your suggestion. So, my question to you. Which of these did Simon Cowell say the most in his big interview with Piers Morgan? Because there were only 4, to be honest with you. Was it... Look. as suggested by Roz, who works on the show.
Ah, she's got an advantage because she was the one that went through it yesterday and watched it all. Right.
Was it? For sure. Suggested by one of our listeners, Lewis.
Oh, yeah, but he must have also seen it, so Roz has no advantage whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Lewis in Portsmouth.
Okay, I'm stupid, okay.
Yes. And... or was it genuinely? The word genuinely, that's from Nicola in Nottingham who suggested that. So, was it look, for sure, or genuinely? Which of those did Simon Cowell say the most in the Piers Morgan interview, Laura?
I reckon look.
You're saying look. Becky?
I'm going to... if he said to be honest, I think he would have also said genuinely a lot, so I'm going genuinely.
Okay.
Well, the newspaper website's crashed with people looking for the pictures.
Laura, we've just crashed the North Wales Chronicle website.
Wow.
Because so many people have been trying to look at it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's find out.
Oh!
So, here's Simon saying, look, on the show. But was that the word he said the most?
Look, I think the reason everyone comes... I mean, I know the reason everyone comes on my shows. Look, I don't know what you believe you have to do or don't have to do. Look, I think first of all, you've got to, as I've always said, you've got to be a good listener. Look, I think, you know, you and I have got to deal with this. Look, I think that I look after myself.
Six in there?
Well, are we saying look as in look, hear you, or are we saying look as in I look at someone, or all the
both
looks?
So it's six in there. Mm-hmm. So six looks. What about for sure? Was that said more? Let's find out.
For sure. For sure.
No, really not. Lewis in Portsmouth, thanks so much. So much for that suggestion. See, it always seems more when you're watching it.
For sure. For sure.
Right, it wasn't that one then. And here are the genuinelys suggested by Nottingham Nicola.
You have to stop doing this for a living, genuinely. You have to have that drive. All the things I used to like as a kid, I still like. So, genuinely, my tastes haven't changed.
Really?
No, I genuinely don't. I keep being given them, and I don't know how to use them. I will know, Piers. I mean, genuinely, you just... I think I've got a good instinct for when people have had enough.
Oh.
Four.
So, four genuinelys in there. Haven't we done well with this? Let me watch the whole thing again. Well, the most was look. Well done, Laura.
Yay!
Oh! What's the kitty?
Laura, you know Muse?
Yes, I do know Muse.
Do you like them?
Yeah, they're all right.
You say that about everything. You said that about Matt Fincham yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah, he's all right.
Does it change your opinion of Matt Fincham now he's got a starring role in The Bill? He's soon to be famous?
No, not really.
No, he's just still all right, isn't he?
He's still all right, yeah.
I find that. They have got some good song titles, though, Muse. What's your favourite Muse song title, Laura?
Plug-in Baby.
Plug-in Baby is a good one.
Yeah.
Knights of Cydonia.
See, they've just got good, solid song titles. Now, I called my agent earlier, and they often hang up on me, but this was a different scenario. I tried to get as many Muse song titles into the conversation with my agent as I could. My question to you, how many of those Muse song titles did I get in before they just hung up on me, Becky?
Two.
Two? They don't hang up that quick.
We'd be too busy getting you work.
So two, says Becky. Laura?
Slightly more. I'll say five.
Five. Let's find out.
Oh!
It's me calling me agent. Lovely lady called Megan, actually. And just trying to get some Muse song titles in.
Hello?
Megan, it's Scott.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks. You all right?
Yeah, feeling good.
Good?
Yeah, last night was all right.
Yeah. I was so stupid. I don't live anywhere near there.
Pardon?
Did you get my email?
It was like a muscle museum in there anyway, you know what I mean? Really, really good, though. The students were quite up for it. It was just one of those nights of Cydonia.
Yeah. Oh, OK.
This training's going quite well, though. This sport relief, yes.
Are you enjoying it?
It's quite hard. I think today I woke up, I could hardly walk. I think I've pulled my supermassive black hole.
Did you say that again?
I think I pulled something.
Really?
Yeah, but it's just fine.
That's good, though.
Yeah, it's good.
Really hard.
And obviously it starts on Monday, so time is running out.
Where do you do this training?
I think I got a bit of sunburn yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite warm.
Where do you think you pulled a muscle?
I think it's my supermassive black hole, actually, but I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, you know, on Friday...
Yeah.
You know, it's hot.
Yeah.
Would you be able to send me a map of the problematique? Where I'm going?
Scott, is this for your show?
What do you mean?
I'm going to put you on loudspeaker. How do I put it on speaker? Oh, there you are. Hello?
Right, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sing for absolution. Sing.
Sing. Johnny's asked you to sing.
John, can you sing?
Scott, you're being really weird.
Sing. What do you want us to sing?
Butterflies and Hurricanes.
Is this a recorded message?
No, this is Scott being weird.
Oh, you lot are invincible.
Okay, bye. Well done, John.
Which one was your favourite that I managed to shoe in there?
Don't ever call me about problems with your supermassive black hole, ever.
I particularly enjoyed it that I got Map of the Problematique in.
A muscle museum. It was like that's how she described clubs every weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like a muscle museum.
She was like,
So I got 10. Managed to get 10 in. So
that was good work.
Thank you very much. Laura, well done to you.
Hey, ow! What's a kitty?
I didn't even know they had a song called Map of the Problematique.
No, or the Hurricanes one I haven't heard of.
Right, the final one. You know, last week on ITV Football, they were blatantly, trying to put song lyrics into their commentary. Do you remember this from last week?
Well, they weren't, but you made
out
they
were.
They no.
clearly were.
Anelka. That didn't work. But you were very proud of it, so I'll let you have it.
Well, they obviously did, because the BBC is now hitting back. Because on Match of the Day, on Saturday, they were also trying to get loads of song lyrics in. So it's a simple question. Now that the BBC are at it, how many song lyrics did they sneak in to Saturday's Match of the Day commentary, Becky?
32. So they would have done none, but you've made
You think they do it, then?
No, I don't. I'm saying that they haven't. You've just made it up, so they've done 32.
Whatever. Laura?
I'll say 23.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's the people at Match of the Day doing their commentary and just trying to get loads of song lyrics in. They're doing it on purpose.
He picked his balls and that is begging to be hit. Begging.
Right, Philip.
Not looking like they're going to score, he makes a change.
Here we go. Sing along.
Elmander!
In the end, they came through, but it should have been more comfortable.
Oh, well, they were absolutely right. It should have been 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's 3 against 3. It's Mamadou.
Here I go again. My, how can I resist you?
Damn. She woke up once.
Oh,
I won't give it to her. Woke up once. It's right here for
another chance. First time. Bang. What a ball again. Bang, bang.
I hit the ground.
Nani?
Nani!
Steve Wilson, was it Molyneux?
I was defeated, you are.
Molyneux.
Elmander! So, obviously, because some kind of ABBA special.
You can't have right here, right Phillips, right here, right Phillips. Even Andy May off of Sports says you can't have that.
Why not?
And Molyneux and Waterloo doesn't work for me.
They're doing it on purpose. Anyway, it was 11. Laura, you've just... You're brilliant, you are.
Oh, thanks.
So, do you want to... well, no, you actually are contractually obliged to come back on... On Monday. I know you haven't signed anything. but do you want to?
Yeah, okay.
Right, okay. If you don't want to, that's fine. I won't be hurt.
I'd love to come back on Monday.
Oh, okay, cool. Brilliant.
Yeah, okay.
This is my favourite one.
Nani?
Nani! I don't slip or trip
when she asks me what. That is a good one.
Oh, here we go.
Elmander! They even managed to get steps in, which, like...
In the end, they came through, but it should have been more comfortable.
Oh, well, they were absolutely right. It should have been 5, 6, 7, 8.
Here's the one Becky liked the most.
No, I really...
Walcott wants it. I want a gear tour. Walcott wants it. That's right here for...
You anyway, know me and 50 have a love-hate relationship.
I know you do. Speak to you on Monday, Laura. Have a lush weekend.
Okay.
Enjoy your fame and thanks for crashing. Well, it's our fault, but you have crashed the North Wales Chronicle website.
Yeah.
No one can get on it right now. They're all looking at you. Love you. You complete me.
Oh, thanks.
No, you're supposed to say it.
Oh, sorry. You complete me too.
Cheers.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Podcast. One of our Australian listeners, Andrew's been on, saying, can we do it? It's an early blue Friday because already it is in Australia. It doesn't really work like that, sadly. This radio station is kind of aimed at people in the UK, but people around the world can listen. But Becky will do you a special one quite quickly in her amazing Aussie accent. This is not an official one. This is just an off-the-record one, just because you asked. Okay.
Will I?
Yeah, go on.
We didn't agree on this.
I know, just do it for people in Australia. Hello, okay. Australia.
It's only Blair Friday. Do you want me to put a bit more effort in?
No, that's good. That's brilliant. Thank you. Okay. And the proper one will be on tomorrow. I know, makes you feel a bit
sick. Red.
Makes you feel a bit sick, doesn't it?
Totally.
I know.
I'm not doing that again.
Sorry. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, the Posh Radio 4 lady. Every week she reads out the stuff that you've been emailing in and texting into us. And, you know, it's like an open forum. Anything you want to say about the show, anything that's been bothering you lately generally in life, any feedback you want to give us, anything you want to know, anything you want to tell us, just send an email with subject Dear Scott to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Flood my inbox. First one.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hi.
I was in a local branch of a famous fast food outlet. You know, the one with the big M. Other fast food outlets are available. When lo and behold, I heard in the background Je suis un Dolly by your favourite band, the Dolly Rockers.
Oh, the Dolly Rockers. Now, did I ever say at any point that they were my favourite band? Did I say that?
I think you might have done. But I might think you might have been led on by Chappers, who was also really into them at the time.
I'm so fickle. Anyway.
Are these no-hit wonders making a comeback?
You remember this song? Just Sweeze and Dolly.
Oh. Oh no! No, no, no! No, I've just remembered, I've just had flashbacks, I've forgotten what the. I've just forgotten. The one that doesn't speak has got a dance which only comes out to this song, and lo and behold, there
Bring
it is!
Bring up the chorus! Let's go!
Just
tonight. I don't know whether they're making a comeback or not.
As you champion the Dolly Rockers, I think it's only right you give us an update on what they're up to. Writing new material? Big arena tour? Working the tills down the local cash and carry?
Harsh.
We need to know. Winking smiley. Simon. P.S. You complete me.
Oh, thank God someone said it at last. Thank you, Simon.
Well, I don't think they paid the bill on their website because that doesn't work at the moment.
Oh, really?
So we're just getting some information off there.
No, it doesn't, does it?
And they haven't really tweeted much.
Do you think that maybe we've crashed their website just by mentioning them? Or it just doesn't work?
No, I think it's more likely they
haven't. Hang on. Oh, no, Lucy. This is Wikipedia. Lucy, in January, left the group to work on her solo career.
Oh.
But they've got a new member now called Danielle, who they've been recording with since Lucy left. A new album in spring, apparently. That's what it says on Wikipedia.
I can't wait for that.
I know. So there we are, there's your answer. They are in the studio. And, yeah, new album in the spring for all you Dolly Rockers fans. Right. Oh, there's more, hang on.
PPS. Something I've always wanted to know as a podcast listener for many, many years is, what is a Wood podcast? At the end of every podcast, it always says, Radio 1 Wood podcast. My MP3 player is made of metal and plastic and computer chips and stuff, not wood. Have I been downloading the wrong one all these years?
What is this all about?
Do you know what? I hadn't noticed this, but when I heard the email, I went and had a look. And if you play the jingle that goes out at the end of the podcast, you'll see what they mean.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Wood Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Wood Podcast. And again.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Wood Podcast.
That's confusing. I think we need to get that changed because...
Would you prefer another material or take it out altogether?
Just take it out.
Why
can
would you
we?
Just randomly shout wood?
Wood! I don't know, but if we... Yeah. Sorry if that's confused anybody, especially our many, many listeners who download this podcast abroad and actually use this show, and it does happen, to teach them better English. That would really confuse them, the wood podcast thing. So let's take that out. Next...
Hello, Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak. I just happened to look at the webcam and noticed Scott wearing a lumberjack shirt and looking as if he were studying or taking a test. Scott, are you in uni getting some learnage? Cheers for now, James in Tennessee.
James, I know it doesn't sound like I concentrate on this show, but I actually do, and that's probably why I have my study face on. And recently I have taken, like everyone has, to wearing the odd Czech shirt or two.
So, you're not learning, though. You're just doing your colouring in, don't you? Like this.
Well, I write notes about, you know...
You don't. You're colouring in. What are you colouring today? That's a farm picture.
There's some triangles and stuff, and then there's a farm there. OK, yeah, so I'm just colouring in, basically. That's all you need to know. But I'm not good at drawing, so that's why I've got my learning face on.
And you've had to fill out lots of forms recently for your Sport Relief Miles from Hell next week.
Yes. I've just had to fill in the weirdest health and safety form ever, which makes me even more worried about these Miles from Hell that I'm doing for Sport Relief next week.
I was slightly worried when you turned to me and went, am I pregnant? I was like, I don't
know. I put
know.
No for that.
Did you? In the end, yes. Probably the best.
Next.
Hi, Scott. You is a great radio presenter, but I think that Reggie Yates is a lot better, and so is Fern Cotton.
Me too.
You should play better music like Don't Stop Believin' and the Haiti single, because I haven't heard it yet. Frowning smiley, Charles.
All right, cheers, Charles, for your feedback. I like that. It's honest.
Well, you're his third favourite presenter, so that should be enough for you, is it not?
Did he actually say that?
Well, he said that Reggie and Fern were better than you, so...
Well, there's probably people above me
no,
as well.
No, he would have listed them. If he thought Moyles was better than you and Dev and stuff, he would have...
I'm happy with being...
Third.
Third. I'm happy with being more rubbish than Reggie and Fern. I'm absolutely fine about that.
What about playing the Haiti single for him? Or Don't Stop Believing. I haven't heard that one. Have you heard that one yet?
I've never played that one. We play it all the time. What are you on about? Charles? Next.
Hi, guys. A group has been set up on Facebook to get Tina's song Simply the Best to number one in the UK. I think this could actually work. The number of people joining the group is growing rapidly.
How many people?
The plan is for everyone to start downloading the track on the 19th of April so that this will actually work. We would appreciate your help. Thanks, Kaylee.
Kaylee, I'm not being harsh on you here, but it's not going to happen.
You're simply the best.
No. No, no, no. Absolutely not. See, since that Rage Against the Machine thing happened at Christmas, everyone thinks that they can just pick out a random song, Willy and Indeed Nilly, and get it to number one or in the top 10 or something. It's not going to happen. It didn't happen with that Girls Aloud Facebook thing recently. Wasn't there one song of theirs that didn't get in the top 10 and there was some Facebook campaign to try and get it in? Didn't work, did it? So, Kaylee, I'm not supporting that. I'm really sorry.
I can't even find it on Facebook, so...
I don't think there's any need for Tina Turner in the charts in 2010.
She's the best. Better than all the rest.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak, I've just been listening to your podcasts and have to own up that I am a teacher who has a swimming pool and a gong. Do any other listeners tick so many boxes? Kevin, off of Jakarta, Indonesia. P.S. I'm not posh, honest.
Right, well, actually you are, because you've got a gong and a swimming pool. That, in my book, makes you posh.
But you can be less posh and have a pool if you live abroad.
That's true,
like,
actually.
In Australia, most people have pools.
Do they?
Yeah, you don't have to be posh to have a pool.
Most people have pools.
No, I didn't.
Do it again.
No, I didn't.
No, do it again.
Most people in Australia have pools.
Yeah. But is that like a normal thing that, like,
yeah, because
every house has pretty much has a pool?
Well, yeah.
Hmm. Oh, that sounds really good.
But that's because it's a hot country.
What other countries have, like, where most houses have pools? Do they have in America?
Quite a lot in Florida have pools, don't they?
Jealous. Anyway, I don't know why you've got a gong, but Kevin, thanks very much. I'm guessing that Indonesia is quite hot and therefore, like you said, you would need a swimming pool.
Maybe he's got a teacher confession. If he's got a teacher confession, we'll have that as well.
Yeah, email back. And anything else you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email address for Dear Scott.
You know what, Scott?
What? You're simply oh, no. I hate that. I hate it, hate it, hate it. Turn it off.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.